Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, welcome inside hour two tonight. Happy Friday. Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Bing bong.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Well, hey, speaking of Friday, you know, we did a special big fun Friday the 13th show last week, and now they're rebooting Friday the 13th franchise.
Nice.
Now, do you think it's going to be Jason, or will it wind up being like Jason's kid? Like, do you think he's got a
next
kid somewhere
generation?
Somehow? Yeah. Like he met a female, hockey mask serial killer in the woods. They got together. They spent time at the lake. They have a big house, and they had an expansion, everything, and they had a little baby.
He's mad because Jason was never around.
Yes, little baby hockey mask. Because Jason had to go kill a bunch of people.
So he abandoned him.
Yeah, so the kid was mad. Dad was never around, and now he goes out, and now he goes out, and he takes over. Maybe
and
that's
they get
what
the
it
rights
is.
To Cats in the Cradle.
Oh, it's just a little kid with a hockey mask playing it on a phonograph.
He's on a swing trying to get himself started, and the Cats in the Cradle. And then later on, you've got the heavy breathing into phones. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when.
He's got a knife in one hand, and he just keeps picking up the needle of the record when it finishes and putting it back to the beginning.
And he's watching the news, and there's all sorts of stories on the atrocities. And you hear, my boy was just like me.
And then they cut to when he looks over and Jason's like sitting in a recliner reading the newspaper and smoking a pipe, paying attention to his kid. His kid's showing him all these different ways I can carve up a doll with a knife. Look, Dad, look what I can do here. That's nice.
He's got a slam man that he's throwing knives at and all these different things.
Honey, is
and,
the
and
Wi-Fi
he's built
up yet?
A staircase to nowhere.
I want to see if anybody's booked the big cabin on Airbnb. Because if there's teenagers there this week, I want to go kill them. Can you go check if the Wi-Fi's up? Let me know. Because it hasn't been booked the last couple weeks. Oh, someone's there. How many people booked it? Oh, awesome. Okay, great. Hey, son, we're going to go have some fun this weekend. Yay, Dad! Like, that would be awesome.
It's an Airbnb that has a minimum of six people.
It's
got to be a full movie's worth. Otherwise, I mean, why bother?
Here's how it has to be is that just like with any Airbnb, you know, oh, it's just me and my boyfriend coming up or whatever, me and my girlfriend. Oh, great. And then meanwhile, it's like, hey, come on up, man. We got the place. It's all good. And like 12 people are there. And so he's causing a lot of ruckus there. And then, of course, the people that own the Airbnb show up just to make sure there's only a couple of people there. And Jason winds up getting them. Oh, yeah. Like that's a whole, you know what you call it? Friday
and then he
the
13th. Still sends a bill for the cleaning that, yes. that has to happen.
These bloodstains aren't coming out. I got to do something more. I need to get. Hey, honey, bring the Swiffer in. I got to make sure we get this cleaned up.
You don't get your security deposit back.
Yeah, that'll be nice. I want my security deposit back. That's a movie.
That's it. Just like that. Done. Boy. Written
just
in 5 minutes. Yeah. Extemporaneous speaking and workshopping and yes and.
Look would they all wear hockey masks or would they all – or would they each have a – like he's got the hockey mask and she might have like a – oh, I don't know, like a lacrosse face mask. And
yeah,
the
no, there's
got
to be some variety here because now it's all about merch too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, could you sell more? Yeah. But I mean, just an adorable little kid-sized hockey
mask. And maybe it's painted
the
like the old hockey masks.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right? When the Beezer and all those guys had the cool design and Eddie the Eagle was getting it done.
Who was it? Who was the goalie that put the notch in his mask for every shutout? Who was it? Was that Tony Esposito that did that?
That was Hope Solo.
Yeah, I hope so. And like, so the kid does it. They do it for every person he kills. They just put a notch in the mask.
That escalated quickly.
But it's a movie. Oh, we just rebooted the franchise right here, and we got Hope Solo in there somehow.
Good. Yeah, now we're definitely getting sued.
Now we're done. No, come on. That's a great idea right there, Pat.
No, she had a good run. She's not without some issues, but she had a good run.
Wait a minute. This is going to blow your mind.
And then Kylo Ren shows up.
No. This is going to blow your mind. This is what it is. He terrorizes, he organizes, no, okay, he fakes, he pretends to fake.
He organizes. Henry Winkler, hour two, there we go.
No. Jason organizes a weekend away at this big, like.
At Bernie's.
Lakeside chalet, right? No, follow me on this, right? And he invites all these great former goalies in sports history. Like Patrick Waugh is there, and Hope Solo is there, and Chris Osgood is there, and Fleury is there, Marc-Andre Fleury. And he invites.
Well, you got to have Jonathan Quick, so let's see if you live up to your name.
Yes. Oh, yeah. But other people are Hope Solo, Brianna Scurry, they're all there. And he invites them all, and all bring your gear, because we're going to have a fun, like, you know, there's going to be a fun game we're going to play on
this
the ice.
This is like a Crash Bandicoot video game, too. Wouldn't it be great if we could all play hockey?
And he goes after everybody, and they're all wearing masks. And they're all wearing their goalie masks. That would be so – he's in the goalie mask, and he's going out trying to kill other goalies. Like, that's a movie.
And but he can't kill Jonathan Quick because he's too quick.
Yeah, he'd be too quick. But he would lose an arm or something, though. So you could have the line,
too soon, man.
Wasn't quick enough. You know, but he could survive, but he just was like, not quick enough.
And then you
not
walk quick. Back into the cabin, and it's the wall of all the goalie masks. What's going on? Collector? Yes. Yes, I am.
Look at all these goalies right there. Now, that's a movie. Right there, that's a movie.
Why does the Whalers one have so many dents in it?
That was Sean Burke. He was a tough one. He was big. He was 6'3", hands like monsters. Oh, and I was able to get him. So there you go. That's, I can write that down. That's a movie. Jason terrorizes other goalies. Okay. It is the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here as we shop that pretty well here on a Friday night. We got Jason Cole coming up in a few minutes to break down the weekend coming up in the NFL.
Well.
And, we're at a point where we have to ask this question ahead of Giants-Eagles, and it's going to be a difficult one, and you're going to hear it, and you're going to go, oh, well, I guess we kind of have to ask it, because every generation has their own person of this. I am now getting ready, Mike Harmon, because clearly we're not going to see the previous guy in the NFL anymore, but now let's get ready with Joe Flacco probably done. Get ready for the Is Daniel Jones Elite conversations.
Ooh,
he's
go.
The guy. He's the guy that is Daniel Jones elite, right? He's perfect. He's the perfect guy to take that mantle away and to take that to you from failing hands. I pass this torch. Joe Flacco's not elite. He's not in the game anymore. Who's that question? Daniel Jones is that guy. Daniel, is he elite? Because his backers will tell you, look at some of the games he has when he can control the game and he can run with the football. Look, I told you last week they were going to win and he was going to have over 70 yards rushing. What happened? He had 78 yards rushing and they won. You're welcome with that. But his detractors will say he's just okay. He's not as dynamic. He functions as kind of the head of the snake. And that's going to be your big debate. Is Daniel Jones elite? And, oh, my God, we just finished this with Joe Flacco. Now we're going to do it with Daniel Jones. And I'll tell you this. Is Daniel Jones elite? No, he's not. All right. Elite is if you're really good anywhere. Daniel Jones works and has worked right here in this system to a point for the Giants. Right now, he threw 15 touchdowns this year. It's not a lot. Right?
He had 67% of his passes to a bunch of nobodies.
Right, but he doesn't throw for a lot of yards. And I mean, he barely threw for 3,000 yards. I mean, not 4,000 yards. He barely threw for 3,000 yards. The guy is good in this system. Now, what saves him is that he does have those games every couple of weeks where, boy, he really does damage with the football. He's kind of like a not even 2.0, but like a 1.0 Josh Allen, right? The way he does it, because he's not as dynamic and he doesn't run and dominate the games with the controlled runs that Josh Allen does. But he does have those games every couple of weeks. You go, wow, he really did it here. Daniel Jones is okay, right? Is he elite? No, he's not. I'm never going to tell you he's elite. He was just a guy. He still kind of is just a guy, and he may not be that great this week. But going forward, the Giants are going to be faced with we don't need to start over, but can we get better? They're going to be in a tough spot, right? Because this success by Daniel Jones comes with its own questions. Boy, do we commit to him and we make him our guy? Because this may be as good as he gets, and it really is. He's just been okay. Do we think he's going to continue to progress? You're kind of stuck because he's been just good enough to kind of hold on to the job. So I'm going to tell you there's no way Daniel Jones is elite. Every couple of weeks, he'll be able to do something. Oh, boy, he really was a thorn in our side that game. But overall, yeah, he's kind of just a guy.
No, as much as I love hot take nonsense, I mean, as much as anybody, I mean, let's just fire up the old flamethrower and get after it idea. Put that back in the movie as well. Look, 15-5, the TD to interception ratio, 7 rushing touchdowns, 708 yards, 57 rushing first downs. So that's a big deal. Because we look at his history. 21-17-16. So they were more efficient, ran the sneak, and used him more effectively. Mike Kafka, that's why they're looking at him potentially as a head coach eventually, and you look what he and Dable have done in year one with Jones, to where it's earned more a look-see and stability, right? And the hope that with another year, assuming Kafka stays, that you then have coordinators back-to-back years that you can grow upon and maybe push him to another level, not to mention go spend some money in free agency and bring him a wide receiver beyond Darius Slayton, who people have heard of. Mentioned it before when you go through their leaders in receiving, and it's not to say, hey, he was a prolific passer by any stretch, but when your leader is tied, your leading wide receiver is tied with Saquon Barkley at 57 receptions, you can make the argument and spin it of, hey, they spread the ball around well to a bunch of lesser options. Like, no, they just didn't have a number one to say, go get it. So they'll see if they had hoped Kadarius Toney would be that guy. Alas, he is now in Kansas City. So Daniel Jones is a guy that I think it's piqued people's interest because they hadn't watched him a ton, kind of had been dismissed. So now you've got folks kind of inching up in their chairs to see what he's all about. And he's got a huge stage here to try to win some people over that he could be the answer. To say that he is right now, or even if they were to pull off a win here, is asinine.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I want to have a gun, blow hot dogs into the stands.
It's true.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Well, with us now on the hotline, he is a longtime NFL insider. He is a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter. Maybe in his last year. It all depends. If people from the Hall of Fame listen to him on the show, they're going to take that vote away.
All right.
So if he's voting for you for the Hall of Fame, Revis, this could be the last time. He's the author of 7 books. He's on Twitter at JasonCole62. Check him out on OutKick as well. He's got a big piece on the biggest in-season trades in NFL history, breaking down the Christian McCaffrey deal. It is the aforementioned Jason Cole. J. Cole, what's happening, man?
I got an email the other day from Jim Porter from the Hall of Fame. It just said, need to talk. Is that a bad thing?
No, it's always he's a good asking thing. Your sage advice about a streamline.
I haven't opened it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we discuss?
Can't fire you if he can't talk to you. Right?
That's true.
The George Costanza.
Correct.
Can't fire me if they can't find me. If they don't talk to you, can't fire you.
Can't be fired from a non-paying job. Sort of like this one.
I wasn't even supposed to work today.
Hey, listen. I got to ask you a question, Rick, because I tell Harmon this, and Harmon continues to blow me off on it. By any chance, are you watching The Bear?
The Bear?
The Bear, the TV show. It's about a chef who comes back to Chicago. His brother commits suicide.
No.
And he comes back to run the restaurant. Okay. Well, it's an unbelievable show. And there is a guy on the show. I'm not lying to you. I've been waiting to tell you this all week.
The bear from The Revenant.
No, it's not that bear. We just started watching it, and there's a guy who does stuff and fixes stuff around the restaurant, and he gets paid in sandwiches. I'm not lying to you. He gets, just like you, get paid
Perfect.
In sandwiches to come on the show. He gets paid in sandwiches to do stuff and fix stuff around the restaurant. So I think we can sue the bear and make a lot of money on that because that was our idea for the
listening.
This is sort of like Steely Dan when they sued Owen Wilson over My Cousin Dupree. Uh-huh. Isn't that what this is?
It might work. I think it might work.
Yeah. Does Steely Dan get anything out of that?
A couple of sandwiches.
Yeah, more sandwiches.
One sandwiches.
Possible drug money for Walter Becker. Oh, I didn't say that.
Allegedly.
Look at that.
Come on.
I miss Walter. I miss him. He's a genius.
Hey, so I want to bring this up, too, because this is something. I mean, I want to bring up something you actually did on the internet. You have this big column up on Outkick about mid-season trades in the NFL. Can the Christian McCaffrey trade end up the best mid-season deal of all time?
Yeah, because, I mean, think about if they end up winning the Super Bowl, right? For a second and a third round pick, and I think, was it four? And a second, a third, and a fourth, and then a fifth.
You wrote the column. You should know there, Sparky. Come on, man. You got to know these things.
Well, I mean, there are so many draft picks that were mentioned in that column. It's hard to remember them all, right?
Guess who had the column ghostwritten. Okay, Jason.
Next year, plus a five. Stop talking. I'm the one who's describing my column. Okay.
Ghostwriter.
So, anyways, if in a year where they're down to their number three quarterback, and granted, the number three quarterback has been a surprising genius, okay? But McCaffrey comes in, basically goes back to being the great dual threat player that he was. Yeah, I mean, he's so important to what they do on offense, and the fact that they survived down the stretch mostly without Deebo Samuel, and now they have Samuel back, which makes them even more dangerous. But yeah, I would say it becomes a better trade than the Von Miller trade. Now, there are certain ways you have to qualify this. Now, the Herschel Walker trade is still a stunning trade, but not for the team that acquired the player. Right? It didn't really work for Minnesota. As far as the team that was acquiring him to try and win, you know, the purpose of making this deal, I think this would be the biggest one. And there's been four trades like this. You know, Von Miller last year, and then there was Booger McFarland in 2006. And then Mike Haynes back in 1983, when the Raiders got him and went on to win a Super Bowl. And I think I talked about, and there's 19 trades that I talked about in this one. And obviously the Herschel Walker one gets mentioned in there. But again, not so fortunate for Minnesota. Very fortunate for the Cowboys. Ron Lynn, not a great deal for him.
Now, when we look at the squad, you also get Eli Mitchell back with Deebo Samuel, so helping with McCaffrey's workload and opening him up. But it all comes down to Brock Purdy and what he's able to do against that Dallas defense. People seemingly coming around to my thought, Jason Cole, that Trey Lance is not some untouchable, mythic figure just because of what they'd given for him a couple years ago. That's a sunk cost, baby, in economic terms.
Oh, that is definitely sunk or sunk in, however you want to put it. Look, Kyle Shanahan has told people privately that he knows that Trey Lance is not the answer, and certainly not the answer anytime short term, right? Like, if Trey Lance is going to make it, Trey Lance is going to need a lot of work. Brock Purdy is ready to lead them right now. Now, I still hesitate from saying completely and 100% that Brock Purdy is the starter going into next year no matter what. I think you still have to have some hesitations and see what happens here in the rest of the playoffs here. But he's been damned impressive, and it gives you a fallback in case, okay, maybe we want to chase Aaron Rodgers, maybe we want to chase Tom Brady, but we're not going to go out of control with it because we have this other guy to fall back on for the short term. But Trey Lance, I think they're going to do everything they can to pump up his stock in the offseason and send him somewhere else. So, like, when Trey Lance is doing crossed fingers on Rand Carthon moving on.
Yes.
Yes. Let me just say, so is Kyle Shanahan.
So that's the definition of writing on the wall. That's what we have right there. That's that definition.
I think that Trey Lance. Yeah, look, Jimmy Garoppolo is definitely gone. He's not standing around for this. He did that once already. But I think that the 49ers will do whatever they can to try and sell Trey Lance and trade to somebody else and recoup a little bit of what they got, however they can. But I don't see Trey Lance. Even if Brock Purdy doesn't work out, there's a pretty good chance that Trey Lance doesn't stick around.
Do you think he can work out? Like, is he someone that long haul Brock Purdy can be like the next Tom Brady or the next Tony Romo and, you know, come from obscurity and win? Or is he having this moment now and eventually teams are going to catch up with him?
I'm really interested to see, you know, Sunday when he's facing a great pass rusher like Micah Parsons, right? How does he handle that? And then the week after, assuming they survive on Sunday against Dallas, then you face a really, you know, a heavy front against Philly that can also pass rush. So I want to see him in those two games. Up to now, he's passed every test with flying colors. And, I mean, I know people, you know, I've had one scout, like, just rip me in the middle of a conversation when I said this. But I'll say it, I'll say it anyways. He reads the field and processes in his head as fast as any quarterback I've ever seen, including Dan Marino. Now, he's not gifted physically like Dan Marino or a lot of these other guys. Don't get me wrong, okay? Don't take this. But in terms of the aptitude that he has, the cognitive skills that he has to read a play, dissect it, know where to go, have an answer for when defenses throw something at him, he's amazing. I mean, he's truly, truly stunning how good he is. And on top of that, he's got what my people would call chutzpah. There was this play last Saturday where he threw deep in the end of midway through the second quarter, I think, and, you know, it was overthrown. He was going deep for Ayuk, who was in a one-on-one coverage, right? Now, he should have thrown the ball to Deebo Samuel, who was wide open on the right-hand side. But he saw an opportunity with Ayuk in one-on-one coverage to take a shot. Well, Ayuk thought the ball was going to Samuel and quit running it at about the 10-yard line. So the ball falls incomplete. As Ayuk is running back toward the huddle, just before he got subbed out, Brock Purdy's standing there, and he's just staring at Ayuk. Like, and it was such a ballsy moment for a young quarterback. He has played seven games to be staring down a veteran wide receiver because the guy quit on the route when he could have had a touchdown because that was the read by Purdy. So I just think that this kid is off the charts in terms of the mental skill and aptitude that it takes to play the position. But the physical skills are at best average. I look him in the eye. I'm 5'11". I'm looking that kid in the eye. I mean, he kind of looks like a lot of the guys I played intramurals against in college, you know, from a physical standpoint.
How about that? But getting the job done as he has thus far, he meets Micah Parsons and company, and all of a sudden Dak's elite again, and everybody loves him after he beats up on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
With a rookie left tackle and Nick Bosa coming. That's going to be it really is Nick Bosa versus Dak Prescott and Micah Parsons versus Brock Purdy is a great, great – those are two great matchups.
If only we could have it at SummerSlam.
Bosa and Parsons of SummerSlam. Maybe they can meet at Burning Man.
Let me finish with you here with you, J. Cole. All right, of all the games tomorrow, we had a lot of big point spreads on here. What's the most likely upset of the next 2 days? What's the most likely upset you see of the games this weekend?
It's easy to say what Cincy and
the Bills.
Cincy Buffalo.
Yeah.
But, I don't know that that's not – I don't qualify that as necessarily an upset because that's a pick-em game in my mind. I don't know exactly what the point spread is, but it's kind of a pick-em.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little heavy on Buffalo. That I just – you know, like that's not a true, true upset. If you're looking for a true, true upset, I can see a path for Jacksonville beating Kansas City.
Sweet. Chaos.
Wow, what's that path? Is it the yellow brick road? What's the path for them?
The path is that Kansas City, and they've done it so many times over the last 3-4 years, they don't know how to put people away. Not on a consistent basis. And look, Jacksonville is, like, I mean, they're basically Richard Dreyfuss and Let It Ride, aren't they? I mean, Jacksonville's just like, they're playing on house money. They're like, you're 3-7? All right. Let's keep this thing going. And, like, I think they're going to be unafraid of the situation. They don't care. Like, they're probably looking at all the fans who are going to be booing them and saying, you guys are from Kansas City. We're from Jacksonville. We don't care what you think. There's a sense of confidence. And the Chiefs don't put people away. Like, they just don't have that absolute killer instinct. Now, they're great when they're challenged. Like, if they're behind by 10 points after the first quarter, you can mark it down that they're going to go on, like, a 30-3 run and take control of the game, right? But that's what Kansas City does because they get – you know, they wake up a little bit. But if they're up in the first half, it's like last year against Cincinnati in the first half. They're up in the game, they're kind of cruising, and then they screw up that last possession of the first half, and Cincinnati just takes off on them, right? That, to me, is what the Chiefs can do. And if you're not careful against a team that's young and kind of doesn't know any better, you could lose that game. Now, again, if these teams played 5 or 7 times, I'm picking Kansas City to win, you know, in all but one of them. But that one could happen.
See, I thought you were going to say, like, Mahomes' brother starts tweeting some stuff at halftime and he has to leave the game to go tell him to stop tweeting and he doesn't play in the second half and that's how they wind up winning. They're losing the game.
And then the wife starts tweeting about the refs.
Wait, stop. I got to go here.
The NFL has it out for
100%
her husband. Yeah, I mean, like that's all the silly kind of things that go on. But, you know, maybe Zach Wilson will show up and really didn't want to challenge the quarterback.
Look at that. He walked out with a baseball bat on my
favorite story was the headline today I saw about veterans questioning Zach Wilson's work habits. Really? That's a shocker.
We didn't see that at all during the regular season.
No, yeah. I mean, he was putting in so much effort and so much work to learn the offense and be on top of his game. Wasn't that obvious from the way he played this year?
That's why they didn't have to source it to anybody. You just say, anonymous people told me this, and you write whatever the hell you want.
Well, pretty much, here's what I can tell you. I saw this, and all the fans are like, yeah, so do we. Yeah, we watched the game too.
You just wait until it's Lamar Jackson playing quarterback for the Jets next year. You just wait, all of you.
I'm waiting.
200%, J. Cole.
He's 200%. On Twitter, at JasonCole62. That is at JasonCole62. And much like Richard Dreyfuss' character in Let It Ride.
Why does the offensive coordinator take a hit for that one?
Well, because it's 2 years, the system is bad, and it didn't work.
Well, the bigger question is, why did a third of the league fire their OCs?
The system. The quarterback was terrible.
Well, when the wide receiver tells him to go blank himself in practice, I don't know that one of them can't stay, J. Cole. One of them's kind of got to go.
No, not necessarily. That stuff happens all the time on football teams. This a lot. It happens a lot more than you think. So,
we just hear about it more with teams like the Jets.
Oh, I mean, Dan Marino with Gary Stevens. Gary Stevens is an offensive coordinator forever. And the amount of times that Marino would walk into a meeting, look at the game sheet, the game plan, and goes, "This is the same stupid stuff you had last week," and then like throw it at him and walk out. I mean, literally, that's what happened. I mean, and it was much more invective. Let's just put it that way, in his tone, which, you know, would get you guys in trouble with the FCC. But nonetheless, Dan Marino would look at the game plan and go, you know, basically this sucks and throw it back at Gary Stevens. But Danny.
Take it easy, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Later, guys. Be good.
Danny,
see you, buddy.
Danny.
Yeah, Stevie, Married with Children later stole that joke.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Shame.
Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Well, absolute craziness going on at the Crypt between the Grizzlies and the Lakers tonight. As the buzzer sounded for the second quarter, Shannon Sharpe, Fox Sports commentator, see him an undisputed Pro Football Hall of Famer, got into it with many members of the Memphis Grizzlies. There was a shouting match, and there was a lot of back and forth between Shannon Sharpe and T. Morant, Ja Morant's dad. The sides had to be separated. It was all going on the court.
Just got ejected.
Now, to be honest, it is exciting that we've at least escalated to where it's not. It looks like he was fighting with Usher on the silent. So, I mean, that's a positive step.
Yeah, well, because it does look like Usher. T. Morant does look like Usher. He's got the sunglasses, everything. So what happened?
Well,
you heard Steve DeSager a few minutes ago play the quote, Shannon Sharpe has been critical of the Memphis Grizzlies and now gets into a shouting match with different members of the team. He talked to ESPN's Dave McMenamin. The game's an ESPN game. It's one of the reasons why this whole thing is blowing up right now. And Dave McMenamin asked him, hey, Shannon, what happened? And here's the direct quote from Shannon Sharp. Quote, they didn't want this smoke, Dave.
Oh,
they do
whatever.
All that talk. They do all that talking and jockeying, and I ain't about that jockeying. It started with Dylan Brooks. I said he was too small to guard LeBron. He said, blank me. I said, blank you back. He started to come at me, and I said, you don't want these problems. And then Ja came out of nowhere talking. He definitely didn't want these problems. Then the dad came, and he obviously didn't want no problems, but I wanted anything they had. Don't let these fools fool you now. And this is what happened. They had to be separated, taken off. Shannon Sharp was in the tunnel for halftime. He was brought back out for the second half. Now, a couple
Why
of
you got to be an ass? That's really what it comes down to.
I got to say this. I don't think that Shannon Sharp is being truthful here. He said he was into with Dylan Brooks, and they were going back and forth with each other, and he said, you don't want these problems. Ja Morant comes out, no, you don't want these problems. Then T. Morant comes out. No, obviously they did want these problems. I think the fact they all came out and said this, they all want these
Steven
problems.
Steven Adams really wanted those problems.
Steven Adams
is going to run through them, yeah.
What do you think the odds are? Because this is my big thing. What do you think the odds are? Now, just think of this for a second. This is where I'm going to blow your mind. That this was a night they were filming Undisputed, the movie.
Ooh, nice.
Right?
And this, we're live on location. All right, I'm going to need to make a scene here.
Yeah, people didn't know it, but they're filming Undisputed, the movie, and this is a scene.
So does Skip come down from the rafters like Sting?
Comes out like Fart Man, like Howard Stern did at the MTV Movie Awards all those years ago.
This is insane. I mean, it's like an episode of Undisputed, but it's at the Laker game.
He'd been talking a lot. And look, we've all talked about it for a long time about how Memphis has the act like we've already done it when they haven't. And there's something to be said for that. You got to get that swagger before you can get to that next level, right? It's the, you know, confident versus cocky conversation we have with quarterbacks all the time. But you could say that on your TV show, but to show up at the arena and start being an ass and trying to antagonize guy, what the hell's that?
This is crazy.
You don't want to smoke.
We'll have more on this story coming up next, as well as our NFL playoff preview. We'll pick more games coming up this weekend. Is there an upset to be had? But yes, we'll bring you this smoke. You want this smoke? We got it for you right here. We're just getting going here. We're at halftime tonight. Second half of the show coming up next right here on Fox.
Do you want to play me 1-on-1?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.